Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lemay. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Heath. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Bruce. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Bruce. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eddie Bresciud. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Lemay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field. Elliott picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Elliott. May moves to second. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliott throws the ball into McMillan who tags Staub trying to catch an extra base, for the out. May scores. Jackson scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Astros. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Heath for a passed ball. Cranepool moves to third. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. It's 2-1. Astros. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bressuit fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison takes first base on ball four. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce takes first base on ball four. Harrison moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson misplays the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. LePlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Staub takes first base on ball four. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Staub moves to third. Mantilla moves to second. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hiller for the out. One out. Al LePlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePlow is 0-for-1 in the game. LePlow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive towards third. Bressuit reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bruce is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda is hit by the pitch. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Swoboda moves to second. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Heath for a passed ball. Swoboda moves to third. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Swoboda chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Grote fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Grote. May moves to third. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. May scores. Wynn moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Astros. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mantilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw strikes out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops it up and throws to first, with Bruce covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-2 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops it up and throws to first, with Bruce covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Harrison hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bruce hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hiller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Astros. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-2 in the game. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool juggles the ball. That's an error on Cranepool. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Staub. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Staub steals second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. McMillan reaches second base with a double. John Stevenson pinch hits for Bob Shaw. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is hit by the pitch. Claude Raymond now pitching. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 3 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 3 in the game. Luplow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMillan scores. Stevenson moves to third. It's Astros, 3, Mets, 3. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Luplow moves to third. It's 4-3, Mets. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Elliott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Luplow scores. Cranepool goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Mets. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 3 in the game. Bressuit hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Billy Murphy now playing center field. Al Luplow now playing right field. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Brand pinch hits for Claude Raymond. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bressuit juggles the ball. That's an error on Bressuit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grote is hit by the pitch. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McMillan bunts towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to second. One out. Billy Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Heath for a passed ball. Grote moves to third. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 4 in the game. Hiller hits a pop-up towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Hamilton covering, for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Staub is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.